Okay, hello everyone. This is part 6 of Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. It's been about 2 weeks since I've last recorded, so it's going to take a while for me to adjust. And this is probably going to be a little bit of a longer episode because I'm going to have to, this is the time when I'm doing two-player mode. I know I've said this at the end of part 5, but just bears repeating, two-player mode is in this episode. Unfortunately, the one thing that I kind of wished I could have done earlier is going to be gone. By that I mean, two-player mode actually has more non-interactive tutorials than one-player mode does, but you won't really be able to hear that here, because starting from stage 6... Wait, is this actually the stage 6, or is it... I don't know. What is that? I don't understand. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why is there only 6? Oh, I think I... What? Oh, I think I get it. So there's like only that many stages. Wait a minute. But that means... Oh, I'm gonna have to check which one is which. Let's reset. So maybe I cannot do set 6. Maybe it just won't let me. Because there are only 6 sets to choose from instead of 9. So okay, coin's working. I'm gonna wait for a little bit longer for it to start up. I love how the fan is actually not recorded. I love how well the noise levels are handled. I mean, it's not too good in terms of when I'm actually speaking. You can quite clearly hear it, but it's not that bad. Okay, so let's pick the fifth option. See what we have here. See which one is which. I'm gonna click the first game on here and see which one is it. Okay, so we have that. Wait a minute, what's that? That is Sneaky Spirits, apparently. Why is it? Wait a minute, what? What? Oh, this is just a tutorial. I'm like, what? But why is it? I don't understand the layout of the stage. So, like. Oh, I see. So it repeats part of the sequence. So, wait. Is this Stinky Spirits 1 or is it Sneaky Spirits? Oh, it's Stinky Spirits 2. I see. So, let's keep waiting, or at least let's start going backwards. I'm going to see what number 3 is. I'm just not sure exactly which sets there are in two-player mode. I never actually thought that not every single set is in two-player mode. So maybe what I'm going to do is do a set that we've already done in two-player mode, which is going to be interesting. But we'll see. Okay, so coins are working. I'm just going to have to wait for it to say, oh yeah. There we go. Play 人数を選択してね。Stage を選択してね。Okay, so I'm gonna do stage number or menu option number 3. See what we have here. ゲームを選択してね。Is that is Clappy Trio, I think. Which is stage 6, is it right? No. Let's see. Oh, turn right. Wait, what? Why turn right? I don't understand. So wait, what? So it's like, why is it the other way around? Punch! Oh, so one of them works, the other one doesn't. Whoa. This is weird. Okay, so this is actually stage 3. So it's like... Oh no. Oh! Oh, so they're like split screen, so you can hear one on the left and the other one on the right. That's cool. So, I don't understand the layout of this. Like, it's really weird. So I'm just gonna play through this. I'm probably gonna get a try again or something. And punch. Punch. And turn right. Yay, punch. Sit down. Punch. Yes. That was not too bad, I think. My next question is, are there actually 5 games in here? What? Superb? Okay. Interesting. Because, why did it start with that? Like, I don't understand. No, there's only 4 games in this set. Really weird. Oh, and each player can choose. So, like, the D-pad for both players works. Okay, so what? Wait a minute. So, like, set 3 contains part of set 4. What? I don't get this. So, this is like power calligraphy, I think. I'm not doing this, by the way. This is just... Oh, that was not really helpful. And there's no interactive tutorial. It just shows you how to do it, and then you do it. Whoa. Split-screen calligraphy sounds really weird. I'm gonna try to do them off-sync a little bit. So you can hear- yeah, one of them is right and the other one is left. Like that. That is really weird. 1, 2, 3. No! One of them failed. This is fun though. Except it's off rhythm again. 1, 2, 3. And 1, 1, 2. And no! Here we go, 1. I keep thinking it's gonna be that. I think it's here. Do. What? And 1, 2. And yes. 1, 1, 2, 3. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. No. Oh, I actually got the right. Okay. And 1, 2. And yes. Excuse me for the noise. Okay. Was that good? I don't think it really was. It was, apparently. Cool. Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is just play through this set, whatever it contains, because starting from set 4, we'll have other stuff. Wait a minute, what? What's the... Oh, it's... wait a minute, Ninja Bodyguard? How does that work? Let's find out. Well, not that I'll be able to find out, but like... Okay, that was a self-explanatory, but like, how do you... One, two... but right, but like, which one do you press? Like, how do you do it? Is it gonna be, like, the thing where... you press... Okay, so it's that, and then it's this again, and then you have to press right on the player 2. So it's like the sequence gets done twice every single time. Which means that the gameplay is twice as long because each sequence is done twice. Which is really annoying. That's another one of the reasons why I didn't want to do two-player on everything, because it's just going to make it really long. Because I didn't know that this was going to happen. I have listened to YouTube videos of other people doing it before. It's so weird how it loops back. And also how the rhythm, like, it doesn't continue in a... really cool way. I think it just, it has some kind of pause in it or something. Something that makes it a little bit weird. It's hard to explain. It just doesn't work with the rhythm. That's kind of hard to do with my current setup. The 1, 2, 3. So get ready for this to stay for a little bit longer. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Not done. Player 2. Done. Okay, that was all perfect. Not bad. My question is, where do all these games come from? Like, I'm guessing that they're going upwards in sets, but like, it's really weird. Okay, so we only have one more game left in the set. What is that? It's Tap Trial. This one's gonna be easy. Let's see what the tutorial sounds like for this. I kind of skipped the space dance. Space dance one, unfortunately. Okay. And then we have... Okay, right, let's do it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. One, two, three, you. One, two, three, and. E-E. Excuse me for the noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 10. And 1, 2. No, I messed that up. Yes. 1, 2, 3. And Done. Okay. Hopefully that was good enough. Now, next question. What happens after this? Is there a remix? Or is it just gonna stop? Like, what is it gonna do? No, it just... Okay. The what? What is... Whoa! What was that? Hey there credits music! And hey there cafe music! And hey there rhythm test music! I didn't know you existed! Oh god, what is that? Oh, right. Ichi ni san. I didn't enter it twice. Oh, so each one has to enter it itself. So player one enters his name. And then, oh, I was controlling the wrong character with the wrong D-pad. Oh, it didn't actually let me. Never mind. So apparently, what it does is it rates both of your performances. So if you like one player did well, the other player didn't, it does less of those rating noises. I never knew that it did that, by the way. I was just guessing by the way it said "futari no aisho wa," whatever. I have no idea what "konna kanji desu" means, or the other one that it said. I'm not sure what it was. But yeah, apparently that's how two-player works. I knew that it was split screen, but I didn't know the ranking thing at the very end. That's a few things that I haven't known about Rhythm Tengoku Arcade until now. So I hope you've enjoyed, even though a lot of these games we've already covered. Stop that! Oh, I think it's just that it's going into like some kind of sleep mode or something when the screen turns off. I think that's how it works. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed this part, and I'll see you later by actually continuing and doing set 6. And continuing from wherever I left off. Everything else is going to be one player.